And one thing I forgot to mention during the announcements earlier was that we had our food pantry yesterday in spite of the cold weather, and we've had a smaller clientele than usual, but we passed out 15 bags and touched the lives of 30 people. So we continue that ministry, and we appreciate all those who are contributing to it. I think we had 9 volunteers yesterday, something like that. We'll start with a prayer. Heavenly Father, help me to be your voice today. Help me to bring the words that you would bring. Help me to inspire in some measure by the words that I hope that you help me to give. May the words of my heart and the meditations of my mind be beautiful in your sight. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. The scripture today is from Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. And I'm reading from the New Revised Standard, updated edition. Now as they went on their way, he entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat at Jesus' feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks, so she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things, but few things are needed. Indeed, only one. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken from her." The word of God for the people of God. We say thanks be to God. Martha was caught up in the moment of the hospitality. Hospitality is something that was very important to the Jews in that time, and even now so. It's very biblical to be very opening and welcoming to strangers. It's very important that you show people who visit your house good hospitality, that you welcome them and that you feed them. And Martha was, in that sense, being a very good Jewish person. But she got a little bit carried away, perhaps. Because a lot of the people that might be visiting the house on that day were not there to see her. They were there to see Jesus. The people had come because they had heard that Christ was coming there. And his reputation as a teacher was all over the countryside at that time during his ministry. So there would be many strangers coming just to hear what Jesus might teach and say. Martha was caught between the idea of the hospitality and the importance of Jesus' words. And one way she could have done it would have been just to say nothing at all. To quiet, if she felt that the hospitality was the most important thing. She could have quietly done everything, just as apparently she did, and not said anything to anyone. She could have approached it with a servant's heart. But her other flaw was that she felt obligated to complain about it. And she complained about it to the one person, again, who was the guest of honor. She was perhaps jealous of what Mary was doing. She felt that Mary should be helping her rather than listening to Jesus. And of course, Jesus did set her straight. When Mary was listening to Jesus, she was taking advantage of something that we all would like to have been able to take advantage of. Sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to his words, not filtered through any kind of translation, not filtered through any idea that might come from somebody else's mind, but literally hearing him directly. She had an opportunity that we would love to have had. Because everything that we've heard about Jesus comes through the words of many other people. The original Gospels were written, but the first copies of those Gospels were never. We have no sign of those first copies. There are many translations that have come through the ages, generally each one a little better than the other. But remembering that the original Bible, which didn't actually come out as a book until the late 4th century, was written in Greek. And we have to parse the meaning of the Greek words in all the translations that have been made since then, whether they have been into the Latin Vulgate or the translation that I was reading from today. But Mary didn't have to worry with any of that. Mary was right there. She listened directly to what he was saying with all the intonations and all of the tones that could make it, she knew exactly what he was saying. And she wanted to take advantage of that. As I'm sure did the other people around her. One of the things that this particular scripture teaches us is to focus on what's important. To focus on what is the best action at each particular moment in our lives. Every day we encounter many different situations. We make many small and large choices during the course of a day. Each of those choices, whether again they be small or large, has consequences. In each case, on each of those choices, there is a best choice and there is a choice that is not as good. Each of us have to use both our judgment and the influence of Christ in our own lives to make the best choice at that moment in time. We have a situation here in the Bible where Mary made one choice and Martha made another. As we know, Martha's was not the best choice. We know how she came to think it might have been the best choice, but it was not the best choice because of the importance of listening to the greatest teacher in the world. We, as I said, are unfortunately not availed with the opportunity to listen to Jesus directly through our ears sitting in front of him. We have to listen to the Jesus within us through our hearts. Each of us accepted the Jesus into our lives at some point. And by that acceptance, he gave us the opportunity to let him guide us, to let him take care of these decisions so that we can make the best choice. But far too often, we do not listen to him. Far too often, we let the selfishness within us, and looking at each of us looking in our own hearts, know there are times when we were selfish. Any time, in any day, you can look back and see that. At that point in time, we let the selfishness override Jesus within us. Then we keep striving, though. It's always a struggle to do better. There's not ever one day that we could look back and say, I did everything perfect that day. Jesus was the only perfect person around. He's the only one that could look back and say that. We can't. But we can be guided by him. We learn about him from the scriptures. And we learn about him also through the way we feel him acting in our lives. Jesus can and is alive for each one of us within us. He guides us. He particularly guides us in the direction of helping others. But sometimes being quiet and listening to what he says and thinking about the actions that we are about to do is more important than actually taking some actions. As an example, there are many ways that each of us has the ability, there are many ways that each of us that, I'm sorry, we each are living our lives in different ways. And each of those ways are led by our own actions and Jesus within us. If we take those actions without letting the Jesus guide us, if we don't listen, then we are not taking the best action possible. Even actions that seem like they could be potentially good are only good if they fit the message of Jesus within you. The love that Jesus has shown us is never ending. No matter how badly we fail one day, no matter how much we wish we could have done better and don't do as well as we might, he continues to love us, and he always will. He will forgive our actions because he knows our humanity causes us to be naturally selfish. He knows our humanity leads us in the wrong directions. And he forgives us. But his forgiveness expects that we will strive to do better the next time. His forgiveness does not cause us to be allowed to do wrong things continually. His forgiveness requires us to learn from our mistakes and strive to do better the next time. And his love within us also should always inspire us to show that love around us. The actions that we take that benefit those that we meet are one of the ways that we can be sure that we are at least moving toward our best actions. We should always be guided by Jesus' love, both feeling that love and using that love that was described in his life on earth as an example to live our lives. Jesus' ministry on this earth was the best example that we have on how we should live our lives. And if we take that example as described in the Bible, and we take the knowledge of Jesus that we have in our own hearts, then we will do our best. We will continue to strive toward perfection. We will continue to be truly worthy of the word Christian. We take his name when we call ourselves. We should always remember the responsibility of that name and let our lives be an example of love to those around us. There is no further mention in the scripture of this particular incident with Martha and Mary, but we can hope that Martha realized the error of her ways. Just as we, when we fail, recognize the error of our ways, and hopefully we'll move forward in a direction that is best for our name as Christian, that is best suited to the Christ within us. Thank you very much for the opportunity. I'm going to end with a prayer. Heavenly Father, bless all the actions that we take this week. Bless all the efforts that we make to show you to the world around us. We need to be beacons of you in our lives. Help us to always shine brightly with your love within us, spreading out to those around us. In Christ's holy name I pray. Amen.
And let's stand and sing one more time. We're going to sing, "Be Thou My Vision."